Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, today we're diving into Transform Your Habits by James Clear, and we're going to be putting a Think and Act Locally spin on it. We all want to make those positive changes, right? But how do we actually make them stick? And better yet, how can we make sure those changes benefit our community? So that's what we're going to dig into today.
That's a fantastic goal. You know, it's really interesting how this book, while it's all about personal growth, it actually gives us a blueprint for community action too. Clear's framework is really adaptable in that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Clear talks about the three R's of habit change. Reminder, routine, reward. I mean, I get the basics, but how do we actually bring this home? Like, how do we make it local?
Okay, let's reimagine those R's then. Instead of just any reminder, what if it's seeing your neighbor, you know? Just walking to the farmer's market on a Saturday morning. And that sparks the thought, hey, I could do that too.
Right.
And then the routine, it becomes about supporting those local businesses. And the reward, well, you get that fresh, delicious food.
Yeah.
But you also get a stronger sense of community connection.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. So the reward actually becomes kind of multi-layered, right? It's not just about like personal satisfaction anymore. It's about actually contributing to a more vibrant local economy too.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And that's where the real power of thinking locally comes in. You know, we often get so caught up in just our individual gains. But if we shift that perspective even a little bit, those gains can actually ripple outwards.
Hmm. That actually makes me think of Clear's emphasis on starting small. Because it's so easy to feel completely overwhelmed when you think about trying to tackle these big issues.
Yeah.
But what if we apply that small steps approach to our community instead?
Oh, I love that connection. You're right. It's brilliant. Instead of, you know, trying to solve world hunger, you might start by organizing a food drive just in your neighborhood. Or instead of vowing to like single-handedly combat climate change, you commit to biking to work maybe just once a week.
I love that. Those are such tangible actions. And honestly, they sound a lot less daunting than these big abstract goals. It's like you're not just being eco-friendly in some vague sense. You're actually actively reducing traffic in your town.
Yeah. And you know what? That ties into another really fascinating concept that Clear introduces. It's called identity-based habits. It's not just about, you know, doing the action. It's about actually seeing yourself as the kind of person who prioritizes that action.
Oh, interesting. I'm curious, though, how do we connect that to local action? It feels a little bit like fake it till you make it, doesn't it?
It's more about, I think, aligning your actions with your values. You know, like imagine you really want to be someone who supports local businesses, right? So you start by consciously choosing them over the big chains, even if it's, you know, a little inconvenient or a little bit more expensive sometimes. But over time, that choice, it becomes less about effort and more about who you are. You become a locavore, you know, someone who's deeply invested in their community.
Oh, I see. So it's like a positive feedback loop then, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more you act locally, the more you identify as someone who really values their community.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes it easier to keep doing those actions.
That's precisely. You got it. And that's where we see the potential for real lasting change.
Makes sense. Now, Clear also talks about keystone habits.
Mm.
Those habits that sort of create a ripple effect of positive change, you know. What might those look like in a local context?
Okay, well, let's say you decide to make a habit of walking to do your errands instead of driving, right?
Right.
That one shift can actually lead to so many benefits. Like you're getting more exercise, you're reducing your carbon footprint. And you know what? You also become more aware of your surroundings, which might lead you to discover a new local shop or even just connect with your neighbors more.
Oh, wow. So one seemingly small habit can actually contribute to a more walkable and like a more vibrant and connected community. That's pretty incredible.
It is. And you know what? Clear offers a great tip for actually building that consistency with these habits. Focus on scheduling rather than deadlines.
Scheduling instead of deadlines. I'm intrigued. How does that work locally?
Okay, so instead of saying, you know, I'll volunteer sometime this month, you actually schedule a specific time each week to help out at the community garden, for example. It creates this rhythm, you know, it makes it more likely that you'll follow through, even on busy weeks.
Oh, I like that. It's like you're building a habit of showing up for your community, right?
Exactly. And you know, that consistency, that builds trust and it fosters deeper connections. It's not just about doing good. It's about being a reliable member of your community.
Okay, so we've talked about building good habits. But what about those pesky bad ones? Can we apply this think and act locally lens to breaking those too?
Oh, absolutely. Clear actually suggests that we replace bad habits with good ones that give us like similar benefits. So let's say, for example, that you're trying to break the habit of mindlessly scrolling social media.
Oh, Guilty as charged.
Right. I think we all are. But instead of reaching for your phone, you make it a habit to take a walk around your neighborhood instead. You'll get those endorphins, reduce your screen time, and maybe even, you know, strike up a conversation with someone you meet along the way.
I love that. It's about, like, actively choosing connection over isolation, both online and in our physical community.
Exactly. And it actually highlights another powerful tool that Clear introduces. It's called Bright Lines. These are clear, firm boundaries that honestly make it way easier to stick to your commitments.
I'm all about making things easier, especially when it comes to breaking bad habits, huh?
Yeah.
How do we apply bright lines to local action?
Okay, so instead of vaguely saying, like, I'll try to shop local more often, you set a bright line. You say, I will buy all my produce from the farmer's market.
Mm.
This removes that daily decision-making struggle, you know? Mm. And it ensures that you're consistently supporting local agriculture.
Wow, that's powerful. It's like drawing a line in the sand and making a firm commitment to your community.
Mm. It is. And you know what? It often leads to unexpected benefits, too. You might discover new varieties of produce that you've never even seen before. Or learn about sustainable farming practices. Or even, you know, build relationships with the farmers themselves.
That's so cool. Speaking of benefits, we at Think and Act Locally, we really believe that knowledge should be shared, especially when it empowers people to improve their communities.
Couldn't agree more.
So, you know, if you're finding value in this deep dive, and we hope you are, please consider supporting us with a donation on our website. The link is in the show notes.
Every contribution. Truly, it helps us continue to create these insights and foster a stronger, more connected community. So thank you.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, replacing those less than ideal habits with actions that actually benefit our community. What resonated with you most from that last section? You know what? The idea of bright lines really stood out to me. They just seem so practical. But you're curious, Clear also talks about progressive extremism, right?
Yeah.
How does that fit into this whole think and act locally model? That sounds kind of radical.
Oh, that's a great question. And yeah, it does sound pretty intense, right? But it's actually about making like a bold, uncompromising commitment in one very specific area. So instead of, you know, just vaguely trying to reduce your waste,
mm-hmm.
you might declare something like, for the next month, I'm only buying products from local businesses with zero waste packaging policies.
Okay, so it's about pushing the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Of what you think is possible, even if it seems extreme at first.
Exactly. It's a way to challenge your comfort zone, you know, and discover what you're really capable of. Think of it like a personal experiment in localism.
Yeah, yeah. It's like drawing a line in the sand and saying, this is what I stand for.
Precisely. And that commitment, often it inspires others to follow suit. You actually become a catalyst for change within your community.
That's so empowering.
Yeah.
But Clear also acknowledges that we're not perfect, right? He has a whole section on getting back on track after you slip up. How does that factor into building those local habits?
Oh, it's crucial because, you know, life happens and sometimes our best intentions, they just fall by the wayside. But the key is to approach those slip-ups with self-compassion, not self-criticism.
So, like, if you miss a week of volunteering at the community garden,
yeah.
you don't beat yourself up about it. You just jump back in the following week.
Exactly. It's about progress, not perfection.
Mm.
And Clear really emphasizes the importance of scheduling those local actions, making them, like, non-negotiable parts of your routine.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But what if, you know, you genuinely don't have time for a full hour of volunteering 1 week?
Well, Clear actually advises honoring the schedule, even in small ways.
Yeah.
So if you can't spare the full hour, spend 15 minutes weeding or watering. It's about maintaining that commitment and, you know, proving to yourself that you can follow through.
Yeah, like that. It's like those small acts of service are like deposits in your community bank.
I love that analogy. And you know what else Clear recommends? Finding an accountability partner. Someone to share your local goals with, you know? And encourage you along the way.
Yeah, yeah. It could be a friend, a neighbor, or even someone you volunteer with at the community garden. Just knowing someone's cheering you on can make a big difference.
It's about leveraging the power of community support to fuel those individual actions. And finally, Clear talks about designing your environment for success. How do we translate that to a local context?
Hmm, this is where it gets interesting. Instead of surrounding yourself with like tempting treats that sabotage your healthy eating goals, you might fill your fridge with local produce from the farmer's market.
Brilliant. Or instead of having your car keys super accessible by the door, you keep your bike helmet and lock there instead, making it the easier, more appealing choice.
Right. So it's about creating an environment that kind of naturally nudges you towards those local actions.
Exactly. And that same principle, it applies to community design too.
Yeah.
If we want to encourage people to shop locally, We need to make those local businesses easily accessible and appealing.
So like well-maintained sidewalks, bike paths, vibrant storefronts, those could be seen as environmental cues for supporting local businesses.
Precisely. It's about creating a community landscape that naturally fosters those positive choices.
You know, it's so fascinating how CLEAR's framework, which is often applied to, you know, just individual growth, can be so seamlessly adapted to community action.
It is. And it underscores how individual choices, when aligned with that think and act locally mindset, can create this ripple effect of positive change.
Speaking of positive change, we at Think and Act Locally, we're dedicated to empowering people like you to make a difference in their communities. And if you're enjoying this deep dive and want to support our work, please consider making a donation. The link is in the show notes.
Your contribution, no matter how small, helps us continue providing these insights and fostering a stronger, more connected community.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into Transform Your Habits with that local twist, I'm really struck by how these seemingly small actions can actually create a pretty powerful wave of change when we all do them together.
Yeah, it's really inspiring, isn't it? It kind of shifts our focus away from feeling overwhelmed by those big global issues and helps us realize that we actually have the power to make a tangible difference right here, right now in our own communities.
Absolutely. CLEAR talks about the compound effect of habits, right? How those small, consistent actions, they accumulate over time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the compound effect of thinking and acting locally could actually look like.
That's a great question. Well, just imagine a neighborhood where everyone commits to just one local habit change.
Okay.
Maybe it's walking to the bakery instead of driving, or volunteering just an hour a month at the community center, or even just, you know, striking up conversations with their neighbors more often.
I don't like that.
All of a sudden, you have less traffic congestion, there's a stronger sense of belonging, and the local economy is way more vibrant. It's like this beautiful domino effect.
It really is, and it all starts with that individual choice, right? To show up, to make those small but consistent efforts to invest in your community. CLEAR's book gives us a great framework. But ultimately, it's up to each of us to decide what thinking and acting locally really means in our own lives, right? What resonates with us? What unique skills or passions can we each bring to the table?
Yeah, and that's the most exciting part. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. It's about finding those actions that feel authentic to you and sustainable, you know, something you can actually stick with.
Totally. Maybe for one person, it's organizing a neighborhood cleanup. And for someone else, it's all about supporting local artists. It's about finding your own unique way to contribute to the tapestry of your community.
And remember, even those small actions can create those ripples. That conversation you strike up with a stranger at the farmer's market could lead to a new friendship or a collaboration or even, you know, spark a whole community-driven initiative.
You never know. We truly believe that small actions, when multiplied across a community, can lead to extraordinary change.
Absolutely. It's about reclaiming our collective power to shape the world we want to live in, starting right here at home.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And if you've enjoyed this deep dive and want to be part of this movement with us, we encourage you to visit our website, Think and Act Locally. You can find tons of resources there, connect with others, and support our work if you're feeling inspired.
Yes. The link is in the show notes. Every little bit helps us to continue spreading these ideas and fostering a stronger, more connected world, one community at a time.
One community at a time. So as you go about your day-to-day, ask yourself, what one small local action can I take to make a difference? Because even the smallest step, taken with intention, can set off a ripple effect of positive change. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. And until next time, keep thinking and acting locally.